Hello everyone, this is Ian along. Thank you very much for tagging along with me. So right now, welcome to my episode, to my recent episode of Tag Along with Ian Along. Thank you very much for, thank you very much to Raymond Mapalad for giving me a 1 week, service. And if you want some graphic needs and for you to identify your branding, your brand recognition, because it's important, you know, you should be aware of your own brand. And I learned a lot from dealing with him as his client. So thank you very much, Raymond Mapalad. Let me, I endorse him in case you know, you are looking for graphic designer related, or usually on podcasters, live streamers, vloggers, and those who use Facebook page. We can, Raymond Mapalad is the guy. So his 1 week service is superb, and I do hope and pray that you take this designer or graphic designer, if you may call it, no? Hindi mo podcaster ako, hindi ko alam ang mga terminologies na ganyan, ano? Pero hindi ganun talaga eh. It just happened that because not all podcasters know the jargon. Sometimes we podcasters, especially independent ones, we learn the jargon later on while we are doing the process, while we are having the process of podcasting. Now, thank you very much again. Now, let's move forward from thanking Raymond Mapalad to a topic that not only did I realize of this late, but it has been plaguing Christianity or plaguing Christians since time memorial. Okay, so I will not use the word plaguing, no? Baka sabihin naman nila antagonistic. We are being antagonistic on this. And eto na, alam naman natin na yung iba, mahilig, kapag hindi interesado, sila na magsi-shortcut on your behalf. Ang bastos, no? How rude it is when other people do the shortcut on your behalf without your consent. and yet they're saying that they are the good guys, or implying that they are the better ones. No? Anyway, so much for that. This has been a little bit plaguing, this has been going on since time memorial when I was a Christian. When your own Christianity is being used only when it is convenient for them. And why not? The Bible says, 1 Timothy 4:12, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. So, be thou an example of the believers. So, if you notice, Paul mentioned it to Apostle Paul, the author, and Timothy is the one being addressed here. So, it is being addressed, that no man despise thy youth. So, Paul is addressing Timothy being the young leader, because that no man despise thy youth. Kasi kahit nung papala, ang mga batang leader ay napupulaan. So, napupulaan kasi hindi siya matanda, di ba? Yeah, think about it, ano? So, yan. So, at may mga iba, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work. So, meaning, the pressure is on us. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So, those two verses alone are examples that we are a written apostle read by men. I'm paraphrasing that Bible verse. those three excerpts, biblical excerpts, is are proofs that the pressure to be good is towards the Christian. The pressure to be good simply because we are ambassadors of Christ. Another excerpt. So we represent Jesus Christ. So pag Christian ka, ikaw ang representative. So doon pa lang, nandoon ang bulk or pressure sa mga Christians. And this is the reason why unbelievers or those naysayers who those naysayers are taking advantage of. Dito ako manggagaling, and I hope that I hope that my Christian friends will understand where I'm coming from with this. No? I hope that you may disagree with me on this one. But I do hope some of the situations may not happen to you, or else you will be tested. Your patience, your temper will be tested. I'm talking about people who uses your Christianity for convenience. Habang mga loko-loko yung mga nasa paligid mo, biglang, tapos pagkabigyan ikaw ang napikon, ikaw ang nasa, sasabihin sa'yo, Kristiyano ka pa man din. Kristiyano ka pa man din. And I thought you are a Christian. And I thought you grew up in the church. I thought you are Sunday school kids. Yan yung mga term, Sunday school kids, church kids, academy student. So academy student meaning that's a term that is a slang being used for, or a term being used for somebody who grew up, not only who grew up in the church, but studied in the church school ministry. And the school under the ministry of the church. And actually, that is a good thing when a church, by God's grace, were given blessings and funds so that they can establish a Christian academy, so that more and more students, more and more kids will have that opportunity to know the Lord by the Christian ministry. So, opportunity po yun eh. Evangelistic opportunity ang schools, not only educational. Well, ulitin ko ha, both educational, both opportunity to evangelistic opportunity and educational. Dapat hindi mapapabayaan yung educational part, no? So, ito na, sasabihin, Kristiyano ka pa man din, ganyan, Kristiyano ka pa man din, di ba? Pero, kung isipin mo, kailan ba natanggap yung sinasabi mo as a Christian? Here is my question to those people who uses somebody's Christianity for convenience. When was the last time did you listen to a Christian? When was the last time did you ever listen to a Christian? I mean, especially on subject matters. Oh, here's another thing. When was the last time you even asked a Christian to lead an opening prayer? May mga tao, alam na, sasabihin nila, ah, Christian yan, ganyan. Pero, ni minsan, hindi ko siya sabing, sige, bitter ka lang eh, di ba? Sasabihin, may mga ibang tao, hugot shaming eh. May mga tao, ibang tao, hugot shaming. They will dismiss your point and say, ah, kaya ka ganyan kasi bitter ka. So, ad hominem, di ba? Nag-ad hominem na. So that, okay. So, but this is a little but valid question. When was the last time you asked a Christian to lead an opening prayer? Minsan, sasabihin yung Christian nga siya, Christian here, Christian there. Pero, kayo nag-lead ng opening prayer. When was the last time did you ask a Christian to even lead an opening prayer? Eh, dun pa lang. Especially, halimbawa, magkaibang religion. Okay, pag religion, you insist to lead the opening prayer. You insist ito, ito, not to hate religions, pero let us just give an example. So, let's say a Catholic leader, a Catholic individual, begin with an opening prayer. Siya na nag-opening prayer. Tapos, meron kayong kilala na Christian. Na sinasabing Christian siya. So, by implication and systemically, you don't recognize him as a Christian. Kasi if you recognize him as a Christian, you will ask him to lead the opening prayer. Diba? But that is another story. That is another story, the different religions, Christian denominations, that's another story. We will not have itong problema kasi pag napag-usapan, debate agad eh. Defensive mode ng mga tao, debate agad. Parang kakilala ko, yung sa, halimbawa, New Era University. Binanggit ko kung bakit sila nakakakolekta ng maigi nung araw. Which leads them to establish Philippine Arena. I will not delve into the schisms related to this, pero yung na-establish yung Philippine Arena, the reason why na may funds silang ganun is because Central Asian Collection. And then this person, yung kakilala ko, seeing it agad, I will not talk about religion, blah, 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 blah. Pagod vibes. Oh. So, hinayaan ko na siya. You may judge me. To those listeners na kilala ko in person, you may judge me. Pero, I never talk about religion. Bahala kayo sa buhay ninyo kung anong isipin nyo. But I never talk about religion at that time. Then, ipapasok religion. Very defensive. And these people's message prevails as positive. Ang galing ano? Positive daw sila. Because they don't talk about religion. Positive daw sila. No. Avoid that lang. Kasi once you talk about religion, politics, things become a little bit defensive, a little bit divisive. At least. So, avoid that lang. Hindi positive. Kaya wag kayong ano. Diba? So, yun ah. Another question, aside from the opening prayer, when was the last time you listened to a valid point of a Christian? When was the last time? Imagine, just because somebody's a Christian, you begin to attack him and not ignore his points. Just because he's a Christian. Kasi ngayon, being non-religious is cool. It appears cool nowadays. Kasi nakikita natin yung mga oppression sa mga religious institutions. Well, it is true. Sometimes I call some of the leaders out. But what they do not know, ladies and gentlemen, is for a Christian to grow, you must also undergo the laws of the land. For Christians to grow, you must also undergo the regulations that doesn't hinder a Christian to be a Christian. Like for example, tax payment, or like for example, yung tungkol sa mga abuses ng mga church leaders, if it be found true, then, halimbawa, lalo kung criminal yung case, then arestohin ninyo. Oh. Hindi kasi kayo nagsasalita sa mga Christians eh. Diba? Oh, kasi, iba, sasabihin, may nakita ako sa Reddit eh. So, ibig sabihin, papabayaan lang natin ng Christian na maging inconsiderate or mind, walang mindfulness. So you will allow a Christian not to be mindful, especially when they are invited over dinner. Ito lang sa pagkain, ah. Oh. What I responded to that is, then you need to correct the person or you need to make sure the person feels kesyo Christian siya or hindi, na hindi maganda ang manners mo. That's the only way a Christian will go. But at the same time, if a Christian has a valid point, listen. Oh, dahil ba may religion siya, ikaw wala? Oh, you begin to dismiss a view just because of being a Christian? When was the last time did you even listen to a view? No, ah, I'm talking about listening per se, not to rebut. People nowadays listen to have a rebuttal opportunity. And now, all of a sudden, you become a Christian. Suddenly, you're being a Christian is suddenly relevant if you did something wrong or their behavior got called out. Kasi alam nyo, aminin na natin, ladies and gentlemen, na there's no perfect review. Sometimes we get overboard this is the reason why even in the moment of correcting other people or calling out the behavior of others, we really need the grace of God. Kailangan ng grace of God kasi time and again, things tend not to be ideal. Kaya nga mahalaga na for a Christian, Christianity is not a self-righteous religion. Christianity is a religion of asking forgiveness time and again. You will have no choice but to beg or to ask for forgiveness and mercy and grace. But you need to have that humble confidence. Diba yung, let us come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy. Oh. When was the last time, ladies and gentlemen, you ever intently listened to a Christian? I understand if some Christians have forced their belief towards you, rather than let God's grace move. Pero minsan kasi di ba, kapag ka nagsalita ka na, para sa inyo, force na yon. Kasi nga, Christians are bound to be like that. Christians are, kumbaga destined na maging ganun. Ang Kristiyano nga naman ay destined maging ganun ang sitwasyon niya. Totoo lang, no? Ang mga Kristiyano talagang destined maging ganun. Na persecuted. Kapag kahit sa tama, no, madaling mag-init ang dugo sa Christian. Kasi, tapos nami-misconstrue, nami-misinterpret, yun yun talaga. While we will have that say, while we will strive, as a Christian, we need to strive to be humble, we need to strive to be compassionate and forgiving, and repentant in if necessary, iba pag may mali tayong ginawa. But for now, I'm raising these questions. When was the last time did you ever listen to a Christian without rebut? When was the last time did you ever intently listen to a Christian without an intention of rebutting him, but an intention of understanding where he is coming from? When was the last time? Imagine nyo, no, 15 years old o kaya teenager pa lang or late teens or early adult, then you will early adult, or meaning yung mga nasa college, university level age, or sa bagay may mga ibang matatanda pumapasok sa university, yung mga 21 pa lang o 22 pa lang, fresh grad, 22 year old pa lang, then you will press him, 22-year-old Christian, then you will press him to man up, to own up things. Samantalang, lahat naman tayo, work in progress. Tapos may mga iba, perfect excuse nila, hindi kasi sila part ng religious group. How convenient, di ba? Inalis nila ang religious, may mga ibang tao, inalis ang kanilang religion, inalis ang kanilang religion to, for them to be excuse to call out a Christian. O, di ba? Biglang ikoko, hindi na nila iko-call out ang Christian, biglang, ay hindi, ano, napaka-convenient, di ba? Giving up a, imagine giving up the religion for you to be free from the blame. From the blame. Kaya no one, it's no wonder people see you as a good person. Kasi hindi ka naka-affiliate sa isang religion. Pinababa mo, gumawa ka ng mas mababang standard para mag-appear kang okay. But if given the circumstances, you have the quote-unquote trappings of a religion or religious affiliation, doon magkakasukatan kung tunay kang mabait. Napakadaling maging mabait. It's so easy to appear nice. It's so easy to appear kind if you do not have a religion. Now, I'm not saying this. Okay, chop yung iba dito. I'm not saying this out of disrespect. If you went out of a religion because you have an experience regarding religious institution, I respect your departure. After all, nang-abuso yung mga tao yun sa'yo. And, frankly, they deserve. They deserve to be avoided. Halimbawa, even does yung mga Christian na ganon, I cannot blame people avoiding them in case na naabuso sila sa loob ng church. In case they got bullied, they got gaslighted, they got condemned, when forgiveness is the key dapat. Forgiveness is the key. Pagkatapos, pero ganun ang ginagawa niya. So, I can't blame people for leaving the religious institution in question. I cannot blame people for doing that. I will, as much as possible, as much as I wanted to defend the Lord on that, to defend the Lord, I cannot defend the people. What I can only give is an encouragement to him that, sorry for that, the only encouragement that I can give is, may this experience do not hinder you to know the Lord more, or to be to of your relation. But when it happens, I will understand. Kasi I cannot control it. Since God is a sovereign being, God is in control. Lagi yung sinasabi yan ng mga Christians, lagi yung mga battlecry. Then let God be in control of that. Okay, so balik tayo. So, kaya nga, if you have that experience, fine. I understand. No kidding. This is not Pius' words. I truly understand. I truly understand. But to use religion, to use non-affiliation of religion as a convenient excuse, talagang normal yun. But this, yun ang reality. Kasi the topics of religion, there are codes and moral conducts, di ba mga ganun. So, the expectation is really on the Christian. In my case nga, kahit na gumraduate na ako, even if I graduated from the Christian Academy for almost three decades have passed since the time I graduated. Out of convenience, imagine, talagang bababa ang expectation sa'yo kasi wala kang religious affiliation. Ang bait niya kasi walang religious trappings. Lagyan mo ng religious affiliation yan, tingnan ko lang, mabait pa rin ba yung tao sa'yo? Mabait pa rin tao sa'yo? Di ba? It's very convenient. Again, I'm not referring to people who left religion out of certain arguments that people must respect. Bawa yung mga umalis dahil hindi sila convinced, umalis dahil hindi sila, kumbaga, naabuso sila. Yung mga ganon, discernment will tell you. And as much as we wanted to that person to return to the faith, we cannot force those people. We have to respect them. We can only show compassion, humility, and humility to them. But for the meantime, we can only pray for them, for those who left the faith because they got offended. And if tayong source ng offense, we ask for forgiveness. Kung hindi sa bumalik, wala tayong magagawa. Kaya lalong lumala kasi hindi kayo nag-a-ask ng forgiveness. Yung mga ibang Kristiyano, hindi nag-a-ask ng forgiveness. But anyway, that's another topic. Have you taken a Christian's jargon seriously? May mga tao na iba pag nakarinig ng mga theological terms, niloloko nila. One time I mentioned Soli Deo Gloria, then this person, professional pa man din, suddenly, akala ko, tapos nagtawanan. Okay, take it as a joke. Hindi ako napikon doon. Kasi, what will I expect? He is not a Christian. What will I expect? He's not a converted person. Diba? Pero, the fact that the person ridiculed or made fun, which is sa akin, and I don't take offense, is, but at the same time, it is also an indicator that this individual do not take your words validly. So, tapos, when people suddenly called your behavior out, and then parang you feel that the turn of an approach, then suddenly, Kristiyano na siya. Imagine. Then suddenly, his being a Christian is relevant. Oh. While as Christians, we must be compassionate towards unbelievers, ladies and gentlemen. But when these people suddenly uses your Christianity and it becomes relevant, plainly because they found a loophole. Let me tell you this. Bakit naging valid? Why? Let me tell you this. It is, you are having a convenient argument. How convenient of you? Suddenly we are being a Christian is relevant because your behavior got called out. And by the way, for those people out here, not because your behavior is called out, it doesn't follow you are being stabbed as a person. Whether it be front stabbing or back stabbing, it's not even back stabbing. Especially, eto lang, sige, mabanggit tuloy yung back stabbing na salita. If you feign friendship, then you are backstabbing. But if you end up, for example, eto, bigyan ko kayo ng mga fine lines dito, no? Sabihin nyo yung syntax o sabihin nyo yung technical, yan ang problema sa ibang tao . Mag-i-impose sila ng napakatatalino nila, pero pag binanatan mo ng mga grounds for context, sasabihin, ay, technical! Eh, di ba matalino ka? Intindihin mo yung technical! At talino ka eh, magaling ka eh. Oh, I understand the passion that goes with this. I understand that I become very passionate on this part. Because some people imply that they are smarter than the next person, and yet when they're presented with context, it becomes technical. You dismiss it as technical. When syntax is important, for example, biglang baba na ta, syntax lang yan. Diba? Syntax lang yan. Oh, syntax lang ha. Samantala, syntax is the very reason why you found loopholes on Christians. Grabe no? Somebody, you become a Christian, and I'm not referring to a single person. Ito, may mga sasabihin na iba. I'm not referring to a single person. And by the way, this is my request to Christian leaders and preachers. No? Don't single out podcasters, live streamers, even bloggers, serious bloggers, when they are posting rants on Facebook, LinkedIn, or whatsoever, or Twitter. Don't single them out, especially if you already have a captured audience. If you already have a captured audience, you already have at least 30, 50, 100, and even 300, or even 1,000 audience who will not walk out from you, even in your hugot shape, hugot moments. While I respect and I admire people with that kind of captive audience, that also bears the responsibility na huwag ka na papato sa mga live streamer, podcaster, tapos babanatan mo pa sa pulpito. O kaya babanatan mo pa sa pulpito, nagpapatamaan sa Facebook. I have heard that time and again with valid people. I've seen that. So I'm not referring to only one, only two. Patamaan sa Facebook, pero may captive audience siya. Ang tanong, itong live, wawalk out ka ba kapag nagsalita ka? Hindi, di ba? O, winawalk out ka ba? Eh, kahit ka disagree sa'yo, out of respect to you, dahil captive audience po sila, or captive or captured audience po sila, captive or captured, whichever the shoe fits, kayo nang bahala. So, kuha muna sila eh. Oh, while itong mga live streamers, podcasters, vloggers, mayroon silang disagreeing view, pustahan tayo, pustahan tayo, may iba dyan magla-live, magpa-private message pa. Believe me, nangyari sa akin yan eh. Minsan maayos pa nga ang pagkakasabi ko, biglang manguhugot shame sa comment section, sa personal Facebook account ko. Kaya yung ibang tao tingin sa akin, palaaway ako. Tingin sa akin, palaaway ako. Well, hindi nila alam kasi bastos sila. I have to assert. Bastos sila over the years. Or bastos sila or yung grupo na affiliated sila. Oh. Tapos sasabihin, palaaway ako. Samantalang personal account ko yun. Magpunta sila sa LinkedIn. Oh, diba? Magpunta sila sa LinkedIn kung ayaw nila ng away. Kasi dun sa LinkedIn ko, wala akong ano. Diba? Eh, personal FB ko yun eh. Kaya minsan, ayoko na. Kaya nga, kaya ako, ingat na akong mag-add ng tao kahit sabihin nilang kamag-anak ko, friends ko. Well, it's big. Huhusgahan ako sa self-expression ko eh. Oo. I'm not saying na hindi ko kaya sagutin yun. But ang tanong is, will you? Diyan papasok ulitin ko. Will you ever listen? If ever I explain myself to the story. Iba nga sa inyo, kakilala ko, sinasabing ano eh. Sinasabing, no need to explain eh. O, doon pa lang. O, dismissive na kayo. Ayaw nyo makinig. Ladies and gentlemen, our being a Christian is not convenience for us. Yes. But it should not be a convenience for you to be used. Eto pa, gagamitin yung pagiging Christian. Kasi, gagamitin yung Christian sense niya. Kikilitin yung guilt. Ang mga, alam nyo, sincere Christians are full of guilt. cycle of guilt, asking for forgiveness, guilt, asking for forgiveness, guilt, asking for forgiveness. Kasi nga, some Christians are hard on themselves. Kasi nga, dahil nga, they recognize being a sinner that needs repentance, being a sinner that needs the forgiveness of God. At ginagamit ng mga ibang unbelievers. Kaya maraming mga Christians nasa subject sa mga narcissistic abuse. But unfortunately, dahil nagiging part sila ng narcissistic abuse, sila na DDL dahil sila ang Christian. Now, Christianity becomes convenient. Now, biglang Christiano pala, relevant pala yung pagiging Christian when all of those years, all of those times, all of those thoughts, all of those posts, you never even considered. May mga tao, gagamitin nila in my personal cases, in my personal situations, some people will use my being a Christian when they never ever listen to me without an intention of rebuttal. Well, they will listen to find loopholes in an argument that was never there. They will find loopholes in a statement of which hindi naman ako nakikipag-argue. Tapos sa dulo, kasalanan ko pa. Oh. May mga ibang kapwa, minsan kapwa Kristiyano ko, hindi naman ako kakampi. Oh. And I'm not saying, tawagin na ng hugo, pero totoo naman. Hindi ko kakampi ang mga ibang former churchmates ko when I said those sentiments. No, tawagin niyo na ako sensitive, tawagin niyo na ako kukot. This is my podcast anyway. Pero mangyayari sa kanila to. And I'm not wishing it, but it really happens. Christianity will be used time and again for convenience. As much as Christianity itself, as much as Christian values in itself is not convenient, unbelievers must also, unbelievers should not use us out of convenience. Gagamitin ng Christian appeal sa'yo. When the backstory is, your being a Christian was not being ignored to begin with. Your points, hindi na Christian, even your secular point was invalidated. Even your explanation was invalidated. Sila na ang sarili nila inisip nila doon. All because they invalidated my point. They invalidated your point. Then all of a sudden, your being a Christian is relevant pala in all of this. Dapat noon pa nakinig na sila. I'm not asking to do this to me time and again. Although if you want to, if you consider me as a Christian, then why you did never even consider me to lead an opening prayer? Oh. Kinonsider nyo ba ang point ng isang Christian? Let's not use as a Christian as an excuse, you must not also use our being a Christian as a convenience for your arguments, for your abusive behavior, for your dismissive attitude. If I want convenience, I mean, I want convenience. Kung tutusin, I would have said this. I do not want to say this, but it needs to be said na. It needs to be said na, Diamond, that Christianity must not be used by others, by non-Christians, or those who don't profess Christianity, out of convenience. If you want to do that, then you should have listened first to the valid points of a Christian. There are Christian scholars, Christian engineers, Christian accountants, Christian teachers, Christian musicians, Christian professionals, practitioners, and they also have their credibility. Some of them, if not all, have established the necessary credibility. And not because you got called out, it follows that that Christian is bad. Or, kasi wala namang, anong gusto mo mangyari pagka-Christian na nag-confront sa'yo? Perfect ang approach. Have you looked at the mirror? By doing that to a Christian, it implies your view is better. You imply that your view is better. If you disregard a Christian's view, or if you disregard a Christian's view, it implies that your view is better. And by doing so, your point of someone's Christianity is invalid na. Binanatan mo yung pagiging Christian eh. Binanatan mo yung pagiging Christian niya. Pero kapag moment naman eh, hindi ka na nakikinig. And besides, did that Christian ever use biblical text to deal with you? Minsan may mga, ito no, as a Christian, nakakatakot gamitin ang pangalan ng Diyos. Nakakatakot gamitin ang pangalan ng Diyos. That's why even in the most sincerest intentions, mahirap magsalita and mention God's name. Takot lang. Nakakatakot lang. And then here you are trying some people, kapag ka hindi nagustuhan yung sinabi, then you suddenly mention or suddenly make his being a Christian valid. Galing ano? Napakagaling. Mga Katagalog, I'm not forcing everyone here to be a Christian. And I do not take a negative impression of those people who gave up religion per se. The point here is you don't use one's own religion as a convenient argument. Just don't. Suddenly, his being a Christian, her being a Christian, is suddenly in the picture. When all of those times, you never even listened to that person. You never even listened to that person without an intention of rebuttal and mockery. It works both ways, no? It works both ways. You need to earn that. Unless you are a troll, or granting that you want to troll, you still need to earn it, okay? Definitely, my words have a lot of loophole on this one. But I do hope, and I sincerely hope, that this episode gave everyone a reminder not to use one's own religion as a convenient excuse. As a convenient excuse for them to use against a Christian. While a Christian cannot correct somebody. Think about it, mga Katagalong. And I sincerely do hope
that this episode reach the hearts of both Christians and non-Christians as well. Thank you very much for tagging along with me.